This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, hey, listen.
We're all about comedy here, man. Whatever's funny.
I'll tell you what's good news. I think this Jai Lucas hiring is Jay. Is it Jay? Is it Jay or Jai? Jay, what is it? Jay Lucas?
Yeah, I had it right the first time.
Duke assistant going to take over. Top guy associate head coach for Duke is going to be the next basketball coach for the University of Miami. That's going to the top, and a guy that has seen it all, including a young guy that is not going to get burned out by the transfer portal and the NIL and the money issue, and I don't know if I'm coming or not. This guy is going to – this is the right guy. This is – boy, everybody's raved about his recruiting. Now, listen, and I get it. You're not recruiting to Duke. It's a little easier. I'm going to Duke, but...
Technically, you're not really recruiting anymore. I don't even know if... Would you even call it recruiting?
Yeah. Well, what do you call it? Buying?
Yeah.
Well, it's still recruiting. It starts with the recruiting. There's different parts to it, but yes, I agree. Money is going to be a big
part.
You've
come around big time on that.
Well, I have.
You really have come around.
I never thought we'd be talking about the amount of money some of these athletes are getting in basketball and football. And the money is pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. So this guy should be a really good hire. Knows the places to go. Probably has a good feel for not just getting a 4 or 5-star player, but guys that fit into what you want to do. And not just get a bunch of guys. Listen, I thought, look at what Coach L did. He got some really talented guys. Problem is, they didn't want to play basketball the way he wanted it played. And they're all coming from this, I got a score, and, you know, just different. And their money's important, and they're always talking about their money. And a lot of old school coaches, it wasn't just Coach L. It's a lot of coaches go, I just don't want to deal with this.
The ACC has lost a ton of coaches. Virginia, Syracuse, you go on.
You know what they all have in common?
Yeah, they didn't like this system.
Older coaches. I remember at the ACC, 3 or 4 of the older coaches said, I'm not going to put up with this new system. That's all they wanted to talk about, how bad it is. And most of them are gone, except Dabo Sweeney. And Dabo, guess what he's done? He's given in on the NIL, but he's still fighting the hell out of that transfer portal. He is still fighting it and had success. I got to give him not success he was having before, but, boy, they are still.
I mean, I think this is a fantastic hire because anyone involved in the Duke program obviously knows what the hell they're doing, right?
I agree.
But with that being said, it's the money is going to be the big factor here, right? You got to find players that you're willing to pay, and you're going to have to pay up big.
Pay up's not the problem. You got to get the right guys to pay.
That's the tough part, right? Because how do you do that? How do you find guys coming out of high school?
You still got to do the background checks about how much a guy loves to play the game.
Isn't that harder, though, at that level?
Instead of a guy that wants to be maybe like...
We struggle with that at the pro level.
They got a guy right now that just wants to collect his $300,000 or $400,000 and just stay in. How many more years do I have? Because I realize I can't play at the next level. I'm just going to make as much as I can in college.
And what's going to stop that? Again, because like the pros have trouble doing that.
Yes.
We spent last week talking about... Remember we got back into the John Martin thing and then the Deion Jordan thing, and it's like, well, it's not easy to figure out which of these guys just don't have that dog in them or whatever, but it's tough, man. You're an 18-year-old kid, and you get millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's tough. That is not easy.
All right. So
imagine if you got that when you were 18. Imagine someone handed you $500,000.
I would understand why I'm there to start with to play, and you just hope you get some guys mature enough. But no, you got to pay it, because if you're not paying it, you go to that McDonald's game, McDonald's All-American game. If you don't go to that and you don't pay, you're not getting those guys, right? That's going to be part of the deal. If the money's close, probably go to a better program. Looks like it, because Duke is still got a really, really good team. By the way, how about their superstar? Said, man, I love college basketball. That was one of the things that's really important to me. And you're like, wow, you don't hear that very often. That's kind of refreshing to hear. I couldn't believe it. That was
Clay likes it because they're beating everyone by 50.
No, Cooper Flagg. I'm sure he's making good money. I'm
excited to see him play at the Watsco a couple days here, man.
But they're saying if, unless I'm mistaken, here's clear cut the first pick in this.
Yes, he is
in this draft. Usually a guy that's first overall doesn't, and it's been a long time, no, I want to stay in school one more year. Really?
That would not probably be a good financial decision for him.
No. No. It sounds good, though. Like, oh, no, I love college. This is what I wanted to do. And
well, it was funny because they said, like, while it might not be, like, a disastrous financial decision, like, at this current moment, they said it obviously delays his big contract by a year, right? Because at a certain point you become eligible to sign that, like, insane contract.
Yeah.
So
I think his family.
I think he will.
And they'll all get together and go, look at, you know, you're going to be the first overall pick. Let's not mess with injury. We can always go back to school.
What if they lose in the national championship game or something? And maybe he gets the itch.
I don't know, man. But I'm the way the SEC's playing right now, go Duke. Go Duke. Make a run at it.
The SEC's going to get 10 teams in the tournament or something like that. It's
the whole conference.
Well, that's probably exactly how they designed it, right?
Going to be rolling. All right, so we had Heat last night in Milwaukee, and they did something they've been really good at recently, and that's blowing fourth quarter leads. Get outscored 35-20 in the fourth quarter, and just another one. Their bench got just smoked, 34-12. Last night by the Milwaukee bench. And if you watch the highlights and you didn't see the game, their two best players, Lillard and the Greek Freak, put on a pretty good show. Big baskets late in the game to pull away after game was tied up at 109 there with just a few minutes left, but couldn't close it out, which has been one of the problems. And we've had some great disappearing acts on this team. Besides the Jimmy Butler stuff, that obviously is going to be in your face because he's going to be on national TV a whole bunch here going down, and Jimmy this and Jimmy that, and he's playing great. Jimmy Butler is playing the way you hoped he would play for you. But you are getting – shouldn't have nothing to do with Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez have just – what happened?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You know what's bad? When they're getting less playing time on top of it. What happened to Jaime Jaquez and Terry Rozier? Remember that? Terry Rozier, we got him last year. I still remember Pat Riley going, no. That was our big move for the offseason. We just made it before. He was just injured. We need him to stay healthy. Oh, he's healthy. He's just not very good. He's just not very good right now. So you got all that. Then on top of that, it's just the Tyreek deal that we talked about. I was very surprised this weekend. A lot of folks at the DCC wanted to talk about the Dolphin, and a lot of the former players were all up there talking. And the one message, Woody, there was one consistent message from everybody. And this is a perception out there. Whether it's true or not, only Mike knows for sure. More than anything with Chris Greer making picks and still the general manager, is Mike's got to get his team back. Mike has to get his team back. Mike's got to take control. Now, usually when you act a certain way with your players and you're all teammates and all that stuff, and you check with them before you do anything, and you want the captains to be really involved in decisions and all that, you know, you just got to make sure you got the right guys. But at the end of the day, you're not teammates. You're the head coach. You are not their teammates. The teammates are the teammates. And if guys are taking advantage of it, and your last meeting that you have with your players after the last game and lost to the Jets is, we got a problem with guys being late all the time. First of all, I've never heard of that. It's happened on teams. I have never heard that thing getting out in a meeting and the players talking about it, and then the coach has to come back out and talk about it. I fine them. I do everything. And everybody, when he's saying that stuff, is thinking the same thing. Mike has lost his team. He's got to get it back. If you're going to be the coach, you got to find a way without changing, because you can't all of a sudden come in and act like Don Shula. I get it. You can't all of a sudden come back and they're going, hey, what's with Mike, man? He's kind of a hard ass now. But Mike's got to get the team back. Mike has to get the team back. And if the same guys are, you know, doing it late and same problems, guys not showing up, you got to get rid of them. Got to get rid. I don't care what anybody says. If you have special rules for one guy and it goes on all year, and he's not playing great, if it's going on, even if the guy's playing well and you're losing games, it starts to affect other guys. Because now other guys feel like they can do it. Well, he gets away with it. I can do it. It's like that substitute teacher comes in, man. We got the substitute all week. Great, bro. This is going to be great. He can't be the substitute teacher anymore. There's got to be, again, I know it's a new game. I know it's a new time. The Don Shula way doesn't work. I get it. But we can't have these discussions. This stuff about guys openly being late and having a problem, and not wanting to hurt anybody's feelings and afraid you'll lose guys if you're tough on them. I got to tell you the other one too, man. If Tyreek Hill got Wes Welker fired, which is what everybody tells me, I mean, if those guys are running to the head coach or the coach is seeing stuff and it's not working, I mean, if you're blaming Wes Welker for that passing game last year. Wes Welker had nothing to do with the two deep. Don't blame him. Wes Welker wants his guys to block and play hard. Anyway, we got to go to break. Just
they got you riled up.
Yeah, man. It just.
But you do have to treat him a little bit differently, but that's okay.
All right. Well, you treat him however you want, Woody, because your way, if you were coaching, you they'd run all over you too. Anyway.
Well, yeah, that's how it works nowadays.
No, that's not the way it works. Who started that's the way it is in all the sports now? You have to run it.
I don't know who started it, but
you
that's
how
Spo
it is. You think Spo lets it? Does those guys run all over Spo?
I mean, it just happened. Literally just happened like a week ago.
They didn't run all over him.
Jimmy Butler won that whole contest they were in. Jimmy Butler won that.
So what?
Okay.
He wanted out. He wanted out and Spo wanted
so the
him
heat,
out.
The Heat?
Spo wanted him out.
Okay, but the Heat allowed Jimmy to do what he wanted for years, right?
Apparently.
Okay. He wanted his new contract, didn't get it, threw his little fit, and ended up getting his contract.
He's on the
raw end of that deal, right?
He's on Golden. So what?
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, you said, like, this doesn't happen, this can't happen. It's like, yeah, it does happen.
I'd rather just get rid of guys.
Okay, great.
I don't care.
You cut Tyreek?
If Tyreek doesn't come back, not
and
cut.
And then who do you first propose all, they throw the football to?
First of all, Jerky, I wouldn't cut him. I would trade him. He's got value.
He doesn't have a lot of value if you decide, you're desperate to get rid of him. And I think we just learned that lesson as well with Jimmy Butler.
Let me tell you something. If
Jimmy's a good good example for all this stuff.
If Tyreek Hill, will you stop with the Tyreek and Jimmy?
So you think if it comes out that the Dolphins can't handle Tyreek Hill and they want to trade him?
I think if
you
he,
think teams are going to be like lining up and begging for him?
If he can't play by your rules, you can trade him because he plays hard during the games.
Yeah, for pennies on the dollar. If Tyreek were to hit the market right now because the Dolphins can't handle him, it's not going to be like teams lining up like, oh my God, this is the best receiver in football.
I don't know about that. There are a lot of
Let's teams, give up a bunch of firsts to get this guy.
A lot of teams looking for a receiver. If he can't play by your rules, and you, first of all, hey man, I'm just not one that thinks these players just run the team. I'm not.
I know Bo do this every week.
It's not just Bo and I. It's a lot of people.
It's your circle.
Dude, you're the softest human being I've ever worked with.
Don't
you're
relax, answer dude. To everything. You don't have to insult me because you're upset about the new world of sports. You know, it doesn't. I mean, if you want to, it's
I don't
fine,
like but, it. I don't like guys being
okay,
able to run the team.
Take it out on me.
I don't like it. By the way, the guys have tried all these things through the years. It's not new, and they got rid of them.
Why don't you go over there and speak? Get up in front of the team and tell them about how.
Well,
things
why don't
used
you
to
go
be.
Over there?
Tell them how things they used to be in the day.
Those guys know. They know what it's like. They've heard.
And I imagine they don't care.
Probably not.
I don't imagine Tyreek Hill would want to hear from you.
No.
And how tough it was in your day.
Nobody. That's not the problem. When he's on the field, he works as hard as any guy I played with. But all the other stuff is just, it's getting to be too much, man. It's just getting to be way, way too much.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at AlmaSed.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.